I'm Mark Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News. Colorado has released a new list of orphaned oil and gas facilities that need to be plugged or cleaned up. Abandoned oil and gas equipment can be a significant problem in energy-producing states. Dave Andrews manages Colorado's Orphaned Well Program.
We're concerned about public safety. That's a big one. But also any other impacts that may be present for wildlife or long-term sustainability of the site after we're done with it.
The state has so far identified more than 400 sites that need attention. According to High Country News, orphaned oil and gas wells are on the rise in western states, largely stemming from a drop in energy prices that started a decade ago. A proposal to ban abortions at 22 weeks and later in Colorado has moved closer to being able to gain a spot on next year's ballot. State officials approved preliminary wording for the ballot today. However, anyone who disagrees with their decision can appeal to the board and possibly to the state Supreme Court after that. Proponents won't be cleared to collect signatures until those legal options are exhausted. Minority Republicans in Colorado's House are opposing any moves by Democrats to let the state keep anticipated tax refunds next year. The House GOP caucus urged Democratic Governor Jared Polis in a letter today to avoid calling a special session to consider retaining excess revenue derived from the current fiscal year. I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News.